Kiribos, I hope all is well. Today's daf is Baba Kama, daf Chav Beis, and we're here on Chav Aleph on Beis, but four lines up, Tana Rabbanan. We're going to get into the sugya of Esho Mishim Shechitzo, Esho Mishim Amono, but first we have to finish up what we were doing yesterday. So Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, Akelev Vagadish, Adolgu, Imata, Lamala, if a dog or a goat, right, jumps from the ground level, let's say, up a level, Paturin, because that is Paturim, what's called, that is going to be, if you look at Rashi, just quickly, Menezek, Shalim, V'chaz, V'chaz, Nezek, right, that's Meshuna, that's a strange type of damage, right, if it jumps up and damages, but Lamata, obviously, a dog and a goat, right, if they're on a high level, they could jump down, they're going to be Chayovin, and they're going to be Chayev, Nezek, Shalim. Adam, Mutarnagol, Shadolgu, Bein, Milamala, Milamata, Bein, Milamata, Milamala, Milamala, Chayovin, right, regardless. Right, regardless, it's normal for them to jump like that. If you look at Rashi, just the last line, Tarnagol, Darko, Lidale, Gafila, Milamala, Lamata, Mimata, Lamala. Again, people, it's normal for people to do that, and so you're going to pay Nezik Shalom. Fatanya, I didn't want to write that Kelev, Agadisha, Delgu, Bein, Milamala, Lamata, Bein, Milamata, Lamala, Turin. Right, didn't we say that we have another Bryce says that they're going to be Potter, right, as opposed to the last Bryce that said that there's a difference, depends on which direction they're going. So the Gemara says, Tergumar of Papa, the apich mepach, and that would be the case where it went the other way, right? The not normal way, right? Of damaging, meaning kalva bezekira vegadya besericha, like just like a dog, kind of like puts its paws down and kind of meanders its way down, kind of climbs its way down. So in that case, the goat did that, and the dog just jumped straight off like a goat would normally do, meaning they did each other's opposite normal way of damaging, i.e. it's not normal. So the Gemara says, "Ihachi am I pturim?" Well, then why would you pother? Right, then you should pay. Right, then that's going to be Karen, right? And you should be chayv. Right, at least Karen Tom, right? It should be Meshuna, right? It should be Chayiv. So Gemara says, yeah, Pater from Nezek Shalim, right? You'd be Pater from full Nezek, meaning it's not going to be a case of regular Nezek, and you're not going to pay Nezek Shalim, but you will be Chayiv Chazi Nezek. And again, fine, Beseder Gomer. Okay, Hakelev Shenotel, again, we talked about in the Mishnah, right? The Kelev, that a dog took a fire, and it was on a coal, it was on a piece of food, and it burned down a pile of wheat or whatever. So now we're going to get into the whole inyan of Eish. Itmar, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Eisho Mishum Chitzov, Rabbi Shlagish Amar Eisho Mishum Mamono. Why does the Torah, argue Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lagish, why does the Torah mechayev a person in a scenario, right, of their fire doing damage? Is it because it's Mishum Chitzov, which means it's like it's his own arrows? It's as if you shot an arrow into something, meaning it's your own koach, as the Gemara is going to explain in a second. It's your koach that did the damage, right? We view the fire that continues to burn, obviously not the fire that you literally lit right now, but the fire that ends up burning later, right, and damaging other things, right? Is that as if it's your koach, right? It's an extension of you, of your koach, or is it an extension of your property, right? Is it just like your shore that damages, or your whatever, your ox that gores? Is that the same thing? So that's Machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan Shlagish. How do you view the fire? Now, if you look at Rashi, right, Rashi Mishum Mamono, three lines down, Kishoro Boro Shehizigo, okay, that explains Rish Lakish, that it's just like your property that damages. And here's what I want to bring out, because the Gemara is assuming right now, Digi Beinayhu, that the Nafkamina between these two, because the Gemara doesn't explain it yet, because we're going to change really what the Gemara assumes, but at this point, right, we're not going to get there until tomorrow, but at this point, Gemara assumes that the nafkamina is kigon shehidlik begacheles, right, she'enu shalo, that if you light a fire with a coal that's not yours, right, Rabbi Yochanan chayev bechitzohen, chayev dechatzohen, Rabbi Yochanan is going to say, well, it's your koach, so you're going to be chayev. Rish Lakish is going to say it's going to be potter because it's not your mamon, it's not your property, it's not your fire, as it were. So that, at this point, that would be the nafkamina. So the Gemara first works on how that works, and then we're going to bring proofs either way. And then we're going to see tomorrow, we're actually going to change a little bit of our understanding of the Machlokas, but let's stay here for a second. My time, what's the reason? My bad. Reish Lagish, my time alone, Rabbi Yochanan. Why does Reish Lagish hold like Rabbi Yochanan? Right, he would say, Chetziov, right, your arrows, that's Mikocho Kozli. That literally comes from your force. Vahai, but a fire, lo Mikocho Kozli, that doesn't come from your force at all, right? That spreads on its own volition, as it were. Rabbi Yochanan says, my time alone, Reish Lagish. Why doesn't Rabbi Yochanan say like Reish Lagish? Armelecha, he would say, Mamona, right, your property is be Mamasha, right? That has some sort of substance. Right? Vaha, but fire, less be Mamasha. That has no substance. So now we're going to bring a bunch of proofs and see if we can figure out, right, which way we actually hold. Time we learned in our Mishnah, this is our Mishnah. Kelev Shatel Charara, etc. Right, if a Kelev dog takes what's it called? The second part of the Mishnah. If you flip back, right, Amud Beis, Hakel v'shanta charara, just to quote the whole thing. V'alech lagadish, right? And it goes to obviously the piece of food has a coal on it or some sort of fire. Halach lagadish, it goes to a stack of hay, right? Achal acharara, eats the food. V'hit lagadish, thing burns down. Alech harara, that's nezek shalim for the food. And in the gadish, you pay chatzi nezek. So the Gemara says, what? One second. Bishlama, back on Chaf Beis Med Aleph. Bishlama l'madam ra'eshu mishim chitzov. According to Rabbi Yochanan, who says it's Eishem Mishim Chitzo. So Chetziov, the Kelevu, right? This is the Koach of the Kelev, right? Because it did the damage. But if the whole reason you're Chayav for fire is because it's your money, so then Hai Eish Lav Mamono Devala Kelevu, right? Well, you're assuming the fire, the coal, comes from somewhere else, right? The dog is walking around, grabbed a piece of food. L'chora, it's not the owner's food slash coal, right? It's someone else's fire. That's our nafkamina that Rashi quoted a second ago. So that should be, that seems to prove like Rabbi Yochanan. So I'm like, the case is where the dog threw, right, the coal, right, onto the, what's it called? Threw the coal onto the pile of grain. So charara, ala charara, on the food, mishalim, nezik shalim. You pay full nezik, that's normal damage. V'amakum gacheles, on the place where he threw the coal, mishalim chazi nezik, just like tsroros, because it's an animal that kicked something out and threw something out, that's chazi nezik. V'algadish kula potter, but on the rest of it, for the fire, well, you're not chayiv whatsoever. Because that's, again, Reish Lakish doesn't hold that the rest of the fire, when the fire spreads, he doesn't hold, right, that's kocho, right? And it's all he holds it. It would be theoretically mamono, but it's not your fire. It's not your property. So therefore, you're going to be potter. Rabbi Yochanan would say, no, the case is simply where the dog placed the coal on the fire, and therefore alachara of makom gecheles mishalim nezik shalim on the food and on the place where the gecheles burned. Right, that would be nezik shalim. V'alagadish mishalim chazi nezik. Right, on the rest of it, right, you would pay chatzinazik, because that's the tsroros of the dog, right? That's, again, the koach of the dog, right? Through some sort of action, it spreads, it kicked some force, like, let's say, for example, like an ox kicked pebbles, so the pebbles go in damage, so the ox put down a fire, right? And the fire spread, right? Just like the pebbles spread and hit something, so the fire spreads, and that would be tsroros, you'd pay nezik shalom, chatzinazik. Tashma, I'll bring another proof. Let's see which way we can hold, like Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Gomalton Pishton, they have a camel holding flax, right? Gemara and Shabbos. Avar b'shus arabim, and it's walking b'shus arabim. Nichnas apishton al tochachanos v'dalko b'neir shalchenveni. If the flax is such a wide, you know, load that it extends into the store of a guy, and a guy's got a candelabra there, right? He has got, you know, back in the day that was their light, right? They only had fire, so it kind of catches on the fire, burns the whole thing down. Vidlik has a beer and it burns the whole building down. Bala gamal chayef, right? Then the owner of the gamal is going to be chayef. Hiniya chenveni neiru mibachutz, but if the fire is on the outside, right, then the chenevi is going to be chayev, because why are you putting your fire outside? This is an interesting coincidence, which we're not going to dwell on now. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, v'ner Chanukah potter. If it's ner Chanukah, where the mitzvah is to put it outside, so then you're going to be potter. Right? Again, if you remember the Gemara Shabbos there, uses that to prove how high, right, you have to put the menorah. Okay, we're not going to do that now. Bishlamas, the Gemara says, again, what's going on? Is it like Rabbi Yochanan says it's because of the koach of a person or the animal, whatever. So that's chiz of the gamal. That's the koach of the gamal, right? The animal, right, who burned the house down, basically, because it stuck its load into the guy's store. Right, it's not, the fire belongs to the chenveni. So why would the owner of the camel have to pay for the fire? He said, why did that work? The case is when the animal is touching, right, if you can imagine a long, wide berth of flax, right, going perpendicular across the camel's back, and the camel is kind of sitting there and just kind of moving up and down, right, touching the fire to the whole building. So it's not that the fire caught and then spread; it's that the actual gamal is actually with itself, its own koach, right, kind of touching all the parts of the building and catching it on fire. And that's what we said before. You're going to be chayiv in that case, according to Reish Lakish, because that's not the spread of the fire; that's the actual action, right, that's of your property doing the damage. So the Gemara says, good, comma. Well, if that's true, what about the second part? Right? Well, you're telling me that if the store owner put the fire outside, he's going to be chayiv. Am I chayiv? Right? Why in the world would the store owner be chayiv if the gamal, if the guy, the camel, right, is rubbing up and down and moving up and down and getting the fire all over the walls? Because the case is kisha amda. No, bisha amda, when the camel is just standing there. The Gemara says, amda. What do you mean? It's just standing and kind of like touching the whole thing to the fire to the building. Certainly it's going to be chayev. What's the camel driver doing? Get your camel out of there. It's standing there and burning down the building. Obviously he's going to be poshea. He's going to be at fault. It's his nezek. Samravuna bar manach mishmei deravika. How come my skin in case is going to the amda lehitol memea? Right, because the gamal, the camel standing there going to the bathroom, and you can't move it. Right, even whatever you try, if he has to go to the bathroom, it's going to do whatever it's going to do. Right, you can't get it out of there. Right, reisha, and therefore, meaning if it's not the camel owner's fault that he can't move it, so then we have to see whose fault it was that this whole thing happened. Right, reisha bala gamal chayev. In the case where it stuck the flax into the store and caught on fire, then the owner of the gamal is going to be chayev. Dili bayle lefusha b'tiina, because he put on too big of a load. Right. And extend it into the store, right? Why did you stack your camel that high to the point where it's going to knock over and stick the flax into the guy's store? Seifa, but in the case of the fire is outside, in the second case, the chenvi is going to be chayev because you shouldn't have put your fire outside where it can get lit on fire, right? Other things can get lit on fire, right, by animals and things that are passing by. Tashma, I'll bring you another proof from Adlik as a godish, vayagdi kafuslo. If you have a guy lights a godish, a pile of grain on fire, fire gdi kavaslo, right, and there was a goat that was tied to it, ve'evid samachlo, and there's a slave that was next to it, ve'nisrafimo, and both of them get burned with this pile of grain. So what happens? The halacha is chayev, that you're going to be chayev, just to explain why that would be, because you're going to have to pay, you're not going to be chayev misa, because the evid could have run away. Right, again, you're not going to see in a second that you would be putter because of the concept of kimle b'derav mineh, that if you're chayev two punishments, right, so then you only get one of them. So if you're chayev, for example, if you in a situation where you murder someone and damage someone's property in the same action, so then you're going to be putter from paying for the damage because you're getting the worst punishment, i.e. misa, because you murdered somebody. So in this case, right, you're not murdering the eved because he could have run away. He's not tied down. And therefore, you're going to be chayev. You're going to be chayev to pay, right, for the damages. But eved kafuslo v'gedi samachlo. But if the eved is tied down, right, and the goat is just standing there, v'nisrafimo, and both of them get burned up, so then potter. Then you're going to be potter for paying for the damages because you're chayev misa for murdering an eved. Right, if he was tied down, you lit a fire, right? That's murder. So Gemara says, Bishlam lamadar ma'eshom shim chitzav. If you tell me that the fire is because of your koach, is because of your arrows, because of your koach, mishum hachi potter. That's why you're potter, because kimle ravine, right? You're chayev for literally doing that, for burning him down. We view the extra fire, right? Again, you burn the pile of grain, that spread killed the eved. We view that as your koach, therefore you killed somebody and did some damage, therefore you're going to be potter because of kimle ravine. But if you say that you're only chayev for fire because it's your property, am I potter? Why would you be potter from paying? Ilu katol tore avda. If your shore kills an eved, well, you're not going to be chayev. Meaning you're going to be chayev misa in a case where your shore kills an eved. Obviously not. You only have to pay damages. You're not going to have to pay because of kimle. So I'm the chayev bishum ben lakish. Rish lakish would say to you, how come my skin on the case is kishahetzis begufo shel eved? Right, that case, the case where you would be chayev, right, is if you literally burned the eved itself. You didn't burn the gadish, but you literally lit the eved on fire. Right, because in that case, right, you murdered him, right, and therefore you're not going to have to pay for the damages because you got the worst punishment of the two. The Gemara says, well, yachim ayla meimra. Well, if that's the case, well, that's obvious, right? You murdered someone, right? You lit him on fire, right? And okay, you're not going to have to pay for the stuff that was burned around there because of kimle. That we know already. That's Gemara's and Makkos' stuff and Sanhedrin. Etc. Skomar says, no, the chiddush is where the chiyuv, misa, and mamon is to two different people. Where the gedi, is the goat, is owned by one guy, the eved is owned by another guy, so your chayev misa is for the eved, and the monetary obligation is to somebody completely not related. But still, in that case, you're going to be potter, even though, right, the chor of the misa is to this owner of the slave, or to this person, to the slave, right, because you killed him, and the monetary payment is to someone else, you're still not going to have to pay, right, the monetary payment. Tashma, I'll bring another proof. Again, we had this earlier in the Masechta. If you send a flame with a chayr shodav katan, people who have no halachic das, a chayr, a deaf mute, shodav, a guy who's shtickle nuts, right, a katan, obviously someone who's a little kid, potter, medina, adam, v'chayv, v'day, shemayim, right, you're not going to be able to be obligated in Beis Din but you are chayav midei shemayim, right, to do tshuva and figure out, but you know, but this, settle the score between you and Akash Baruch Hu. So again, obviously we're going to focus on the midei adam part. That's what we're focusing on right now. So bishlam alamanda amreishim mishum chitzo, according to Rabbi Yochanan, says the fire is because we consider it to be your own koach. So chesh of the chereshu. That's why you're going to be potter, because it's the koach of the cheresh. When the cheresh goes and the cheresh of the vakanda, when they go and burn something down, it was his koach, not your koach. So obviously you're going to be potter. Alamanda amreishim mishum mamono. Right, but if you're telling me that fire is because of your mammon, ilu maser shoro lecheresh of the katan, if you would have given your ox for them to watch, hachinami dola mechayev, what, you're not going to be chayev in that case? Right, just like it's your ash is your property, so you're going to be potter, so too if you give him your ox and he gores somebody, right, again, while it's under the care of the cheresh of the katan, you're not going to be chayev. Ha'itmar Allah, it was said, again, earlier in the Masechta, right, Amar Eish Lakish, Mishmeh Dechizkiya, Lo Shona, Elakish Masar Lakish Chalas Veliba. It was said that this is only... that's the answer. I'm sorry. Meaning that's the question is rhetorical. Meaning you're not going to be chayiv? Meaning why in the world would you not be chayiv if you gave your shor over to a chayiv shor of a katan? He can't watch it properly, and when it goes and damages, obviously you're chayiv. So my answer is Hayit Mar Allah. It was said that Amish Lakish Mishmeh Dechizkiya, Lo Shonu Elakishim Masar Lakish Chalas Veliba. Right, the case is where you're going to be chayiv. I'm sorry, when the cases where you're not going to be chayev, when you're going to be potter, is if you gave the cheresh of the katan a gecheles, a kol, the liba, and then the cheresh of the katan, the liba kind of fanned it into a fire, and then it went and damaged. Because if you look at Rashi, right, slide over to Rashi, right across, gecheles for liba, hacheresh, I mean the cheresh did the liba, turned it into a fire, to lob dummy l'shor, because that's not similar to a case where you gave him a shor. The shor mezumen lahazik, because a shor doesn't need any prep to go damage. Right, it can just goes and damages, so you have to guard it. Aval hug the gacheles, but a kol cherish avid lelahezik. Now the cherish turned it into a devar amazik, and you're going to get off. You're going to be potter in that case. Aval muzzle lo shahavis, but if you give him an actual fire, then you're going to be chayiv. Right, my time. Why is that? Because as we just explained, bari hezeka, right, the damage is ready to roll. Right, you gave him something that is able to damage. So just like a shore, right, which damages. So if you give him a fire, then you're going to be chayiv. Rabbi Yochanan holds that no, a filu shall have his potter, that even a fire's potter. Why? Because again, we had this earlier, that it's the grasp, it's the holding of the cheresh that caused the damages. The fact that he's, you know, the holding it, and he's doing the damages, he's doing the nezek. Therefore, what's the case where you're going to be chayev? Lo mechayev ad demaser gavza sulsa v'shraga. You're only going to be chayev if you literally gave him all the kalim you need, right, to make a fire, like wood and kind of slivers of wood and whatever to make a fire, right, and then and the actual fire itself. Excuse me, because the flames are again eishom mishum kocho, right? Eishom mishum chitzo, because the fire is his koach, right? But in that case, right, you're going to be potter, right? If you give him an actual fire, but if you give him with all this other stuff, right, then there's already a pshia, right? Then that in that case, and then there really is a pshia that you kind of gave him all these things that are regular, that are ready to create, a big fire, right? The chora that we're basically making, it's obviously, it's almost definitely going to happen. Meaning, if you give a cheresh of the katan a candle, Rabbi Yochanan holds, okay, it's a candle. Right? What's he going to do with a candle? Right? He may do something with it, but that's his thing. But if you give him all the things that you need, right, to literally, create this big massive fire, so then that's going to be, in that case, you're going to be chayef. Okay. We'll stop here, and we'll Rava will explain. Right? He's gonna back up Rabbi Yochanan. But we'll do that tomorrow. It's a shem. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.